Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumbarrabit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National Indigenous Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, the Vision Splendid Outback Festival, Film Festival, we're going to catch up, have a yarn with Annie Minnie Mace. Annie is a storyteller at the festival on the line. Annie Minnie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Welcome to the program. And before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, Annie Minnie.
Well, my grandmother and her two sisters were taken from Winton, central Queensland, and my grandfather was taken from North Queensland, Kukuyulangi.
Yes.
And they were married in Yarrabah in 1905.
On Yarrabah, connection up here, Gulganji.
Yeah, then they were sent down to Sherberg Mission, where my mother and her sisters were settled, and my mum left Brisbane during the war years, Second World War. And she stayed in Brisbane working for a white family as a domestic, which all our women seemed to have done around that time.
Exactly.
And my brother and I were born in Brisbane in the 50s.
And what's your brother's name, Arnie?
Michael Mace. That's why I've got the name Minnie.
Michael Minnie. And is Michael still with us?
Yeah, he lives in the house at the back of me, and he goes back to him every year too.
Deadly. Now, you're a storyteller at the Vision Splendid, is that right?
That's right.
How long have you been doing that, Arnie?
About 7 years.
7 years. So if you're a storyteller, you don't mind a yarn then, eh?
Oh, yeah. They say I talk underwater.
Yeah, shut up. Too deadly. And share with us some of the stories that you talk about. Are you happy to do that?
Yeah, certainly. The classes that go out to Winton, they take out about 100 of their master class, which is a graduating class, and I tell stories and they make films out of it.
Oh.
So we're in Winton there one day, and these four girls, they'd loaded up the back of this van with all this recording equipment, and they came up and said to me, "Honey, me, will you come out of town where there's not so much noise so we can record some of your stories?" And I'm walking all the way out, got out the back on the dirt road, and it was, I said, "Right, is that enough stories?" They said, "No, we haven't got it hooked up yet." We've been talking for about half an hour.
And they haven't it hooked up. But you enjoyed the yarn.
I got to wait and get a sign first.
Yeah.
And within 3 minutes, these two whirlwinds that are in dust with a dirt road, two whirlwinds went across the front of the car about 20 yards in front of us. And then five parrots flew in and sat on a branch parallel with the windscreen. I'm driving at this time.
Yes.
Right, I got my sign. And I just started talking. Yep. I never ever believed in these people that say, you know, they're channeling.
Yes.
But I believe I was that day, because I wasn't thinking about what I was going to say before I said it. It was really strange. And they put it into this film, which goes for about 5 minutes. I'll break for 20, but they cut it down. And it's called Butterfly Dreaming. It's on YouTube.
Okay.
If you type Minnie Mace after Butterfly Dreaming, you'll get the film up.
Yes.
That I'm talking in, and it's an animation.
And
an animation one.
With your storytelling, and then they make a film out of it. You're part of that. I mean, you're the instigator, you could say, Auntie.
Well, my voice is the over.
So they use your voice, do they?
Yeah, and they put all these rocks together, because it's got a few minutes in front of how they created this animated short film.
Yes.
And they put all these big round boulders together, and in the film they make it move like a caterpillar, you know.
Oh.
down at sea rocks are crawling.
So your story comes to life.
Yeah, yeah. And then this big fire comes out of the sky and forms, and this caterpillar, it goes up a log, dead log.
Yeah.
And then fire comes out of the sky and wraps it up in a cocoon.
Yeah.
It is amazing.
And how long have you been telling the stories here at the Vision Splendid Outback Film Festival?
Well, only for 7 years, but before that I've been talking with every school in Queensland.
Yeah, beautiful. And where are you based at?
Bribie Island.
Bribie Island. All right, beautiful.
Yeah, I came here, there was 800 people, now there's 37,000.
Yeah, thank you. That's what happens.
Up to the 69,000.
Yep. Well, plenty mobbed out there now to borrow bread, sugar off, you know. Neighbours everywhere.
Yeah, 8 blackfellas here about
that. 8 blackfellas.
140 here,
maybe. Stand back, wait your turn. Arnie, with your storytelling, you got children, grandchildren?
I've got 3 daughters, and my son passed away.
Oh, sorry.
Last week.
Yeah, sorry.
I get mixed up all the time. Only blackfellas do.
Mm.
And 3 daughters, and I've got 4 granddaughters.
Yes.
Three granddaughters and 1 grandson.
Yeah, beautiful, darling. And when you tell your stories, of course, that's a paid gig as such, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they look after you in that sense?
Yeah, it supplements my old age pension.
Yeah, there you go, darling. You're a true entrepreneur. Businesswoman.
You've got to feed more than your family when you're a
blackfellow,
aren't
you? Yeah, that's it, my darling. Look, fantastic. A very good story. Congratulations there. Vision Splendid. So when does the Vision Splendid Outback Film Festival happen?
Well, it starts on the 24th of June. It goes till about the 2nd of July. And we have National Aboriginal First Nations Day on the 26th.
So okay. All good timing.
Yeah.
Between the 20th. And where's that happen? Down there at Bribie Island?
No, at Winton.
At Winton, out that way. All right, beautiful. So you travel out there and you're going back on country, aren't you, really?
Yeah, I'm going home.
Yeah. So you still got family out that way?
No, but I ran into a couple of mates of mine that I hadn't seen since we were
good.
16, run to Brisbane nightclubs, you know.
Yeah, so when you get there, do you stay in accommodation or do they pitch you up in a tent or how's it working regarding accommodation at the festival?
Put me in a hotel in the main street.
And they look after you there. Beautiful.
It's only 1 main street in Winton.
Yeah, don't blink, you miss it. Exactly. Well, I'm Murray from the Curry. I'm down the road, Cloncurry. That's my mob.
Yeah, I thought it was Cloncurry when I
heard you. Exactly. So we connected there, aren't? That means I can borrow $20 off you.
Oh, yeah, and I can borrow $200.
You're beautiful. too beautiful. Thank you very much for the yarn. And look, good luck with it all. Keep doing what you're doing, Arnie. The Vision Splendid Outback Film Festival, and you're the storyteller, Auntie Minnie Mace, and love your work, Auntie.
And love your program, sweetheart. I'd love to check. I'll definitely tune in to you as often as
possible. Please do. Please do. All the best, and we'll yarn soon, Auntie. You take care.
Bye, Trev.
See you, darling. Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. Auntie Minnie Mace. So she's a storyteller at the Vision Splendid Outback Film Festival, and that happens in Winton, Outback, Queensland, from 24 June to 2nd July. So, look, it'll be probably pretty chilly out there at that time of the year, but check it out, your mob, and go and check out the Vision Splendid Outback Film Festival. Listen to Auntie Minnie Mace tell her stories, and look, they make films out of her stories and use her voice as the voiceover. So there it is, Too Deadly, entrepreneur at that beautiful ripe old age and in the pension bracket, so to speak. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? 1-800-422-416.
I'm driving out to home to see my family, and I'm wondering if this old car will make it gradually. Dust and the heat is really killing me. Haven't been up this way in years. There's a sign saying we're close, And with my time I'll make the most and spend my time with my family. We'll go out where we should be. I'll listen to my grandfather's stories. I won't be in a hurry. Spend my time with my family.
Call us now at 1-800-422-416.
There was a friend of mine on murder. The judge's gavel fell. Jury found him guilty. Gave him 16 years in hell. On a chain gang, breaking out, heading home. I'm gonna make a jailbreak. And I'm looking towards the sky. I'm gonna make a jailbreak. How I wish that I could fly. All in the name of liberty. All in the name of liberty.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumbabrit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, almost a third of war widow and widowers are not receiving income support and supplements IWS from the DVA. One of five Aussies feel the Department of Veteran Affairs is too complicated to navigate without expert assistance. Look, we're going to catch up a yarn talking about the sideline supporters of our country's heroes need help. And we're going to catch up a yarn now with Brodie Moore, Veteran Benefits Australia Patient Care Team. On the line, Brodie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm great. Thanks, yourself.
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a very important space you're working in. And look, we're talking about supporting of our country's heroes need help. Tell us about, can you tell us more about the research findings as such, please?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, so Veteran Benefits Australia, we supported some research recently that found that an overwhelming majority of Australians, up to 90%, don't think that there's enough support or enough awareness for support available for ADF veterans family members. So quite an alarming, you know, statistic there. But that's basically what we do here at Veteran Benefits Australia. We just try and you know, make veterans and veterans family members' lives a bit easier in terms of navigating the Department of Veteran Affairs and understanding what they're entitled to and how to get those entitlements as well.
So, Brodie, why is there a lack of awareness of the services available for veterans?
Well, I think it's quite, you know, the Department of Veteran Affairs, it's quite a complex system to navigate. So obviously, you know, individuals, you know, their medical knowledge and their, you know, financial knowledge varies greatly between individuals. Not only that, but obviously they've got so much, you know, other stuff going on in their life that often, the, you know, the time commitment as well to spend on, you know, figuring this stuff out, people just don't have. So, yeah, we just want to make people's lives a bit easier and, you know, get them the support that they need and deserve.
And you've been part of the Veteran Benefits Australia patient care team. How are the Veteran Benefits Australia helping this community?
Yeah, so we provide a number of services at Veteran Benefits Australia. So, you know, we've got a large number of allied health clinics around Australia, over 500 of them. You know, so not only do we provide the services, the healthcare services, but we also assist veterans in getting eligibility. So you do that through compensation claims and the process, compensation process. Yeah, so a large number of services. We've also got a charity called Salute for Service that we try and we assist veterans in, you know, accessing support sooner than they usually would otherwise be able to. So, and we have another organisation called Classics for a Cause. So we donate classic cars and donate a lot of that money raised to our charities that we're involved with as well. So and help veterans in a large number of ways. Yeah.
Exactly, fantastic. Because we live in the information age, you know. There's information galore out there, but sometimes it gets confusing. What advice do you have for veterans' family members who don't know where to start, so to speak?
Yeah, I would say, you know, reach out to here to Veteran at Veteran Benefits Australia. So you can go to our website at veteranbenefitsaustralia.com.au, and otherwise we're on Facebook and Instagram, and just reach out and, you know, provide your details and we'll get in touch with you and we'll try and, you know, see how we can assist you to navigate this complicated system that is the Department of Veteran Affairs.
Exactly. And look, it may be, seem daunting at first, but if you're just reaching out, there is support, there is help there for you, and no question is stupid, is what you're saying, Brodie.
No, exactly. I'm a veteran myself. I did 6 years in the Australian Army, so I understand what it's like to be on the other side and trying to figure this out. And now, you know, we've got a large team of that are, a lot of us are veterans, and we just want to help veterans and their family members to get the help that they need and deserve.
And look, at probably the message I'd like to put across the airways is like, we as Australians, you know, black and white, we live in a good country and live in a good life, and it's thanks to the veterans, yes?
Yeah, exactly. That's right. You know, they obviously, you know, the sacrifices they make in serving the country. Yeah, you don't see any colours when you're serving, I served with people, you know, from all walks of life, and you're all on a common mission together. So yeah.
Powerful message. Brother, thank you very much for sharing. And look, all the best. Keep doing what you're doing. And to all our veterans out there, thinking of you highly. And thank you very much for the yarn there, Brody.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A deadly yarn there. His name is Brody Moore, Veteran Benefits Australia, patient care team, and the sideline supporters of our country heroes need help. So anyway, you can get out there, Google it, message, talk to someone close nearby, be a neighbour, what have you. There is support there for you, and reach out and just pop the question. That's what it's all about, you know. No such thing as a stupid question, and it'll open up doors in more ways than one. And it's about supporting our country's heroes, and they need help, and we're here for you. Too deadly. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. On your dingy country, that's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, now, athletic mentors are supporting sports reconciliation journey. We're going to catch up a yarn now with our deadly sister. We've got Becky Smith on the line, and she is the inaugural Share a Yarn Athletic Ambassador and now coordinates the program for the AIS, Australian Institute of Sports. Online, Becky, good morning, sister. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. Thanks for having me. I'm well.
Good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yeah, so I'm from Yuin Mob down at the New South Wales South Coast. Very proud, Yuin woman, and I take that into my work here on Ngunnawal Country in Canberra every day.
Yeah, beautiful. So you're based there in Canberra, is this?
Yeah, yep, definitely.
So your scarf, beanie, rugged up, Ugg boots, the lot, eh, sister?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm like, got two Parker jackets on, I've got thermal gear on, I've got my Ugg boots on.
Yeah, true. Start a little fire there in the office, everything. Shut up.
The heater's even on in the office and I'm still coming to
smash. Oh, shut up. Well, I'm in Cairns, far north Queensland, with singlet and football shorts on.
I'm so jealous.
So tell me about this fantastic role that you have. And we're talking about athletic mental supports, supporting sports reconciliation journey. So, look, a very powerful platform, you could say. How long you been in a role, and what's your job entail, sister?
Yeah, so I'm the Australian Institute of Sport Community Engagement Advisor, and part of that role, I'm lucky enough to lead a program called the Share a Yarn Program, which this year we've been able to bring it on. Four First Nations athlete mentors to the program to mentor our ambassadors in and around, First Nations culture, our ways of doing, being, knowing, and then hoping that our ambassadors will take that back into each of their sports.
Yes.
To make the environment for First Nations people in the sporting arena more inclusive and something where we can thrive and flourish in, I guess.
Yeah, and look, I'm loving the program's title as well, AIS, Share a Yarn. And look, we belong to that. We mob got to have a yarn, you know, that instills in us and it empowers us. And look, a great concept. So there'd be deadly yarns in your space, yes?
Yes, absolutely. That's the whole point of the program is to get out into First Nations communities and have yarns and then listen and learn and encourage other allies in and around them to do the same thing, because that's how we learn, that's how we grow, and that's how we come together as one to create a better Australia for everyone. And it's really special that the athletes that we have on board this year are amazing athletes who really want to learn and grow in this space. And so, it's pretty brave of them to put their hand up and say, I don't know enough and I want to learn more, and to connect them with our First Nations mentors who have all been past athletes in their life and doing wonderful things in community now is just I can't wait to see it kind of then build those relationships and then see how they take that back into their sports.
Exactly. You want to make mention of some of the other ambassadors at the table?
Yeah, absolutely. So the mentors that we have on board is Danny Morsu, Torres Strait Islander man and Olympian, Brad Hoare, Olympian, a Dungutty man. He is a two-time Olympic boxer. We have Josie Jans Dawson, a Torres Strait Islander woman who represented Australia in netball and is doing amazing things out in community. And then we also have Tanisha Stanton, who has represented Australia in
netball.
A number of different, like netball and rugby union. And I think she played for the Indigenous All-Stars team for rugby league and is now working for NITV. So really proud to be able to work with our mentors alongside them as well, and for myself to learn from them and their experiences, not only in sport but their personal lives and where they've been able to get to now, and then for them to share those stories with the ambassadors is just really exciting.
And then you look at the foundation that's hats off to AIS and the work that they've done for our mob at that professional elite level. You know, they're doing a fantastic job and build a strong foundation. But they're good to have culture at the table, front and centre as well, in that foundation, yes?
Yeah, exactly. And so I, in my kind of past life, am an Olympian as well. And through my journey as an athlete, there were so many times that our First Nations culture just wasn't represented within our journey of sport. And so for me to be able to work in this space and really advocate for that, so, when our Australians are representing their country, they know who they're representing and they can take that with them. They can, you know, utilise our culture as well to help their performance with how they learn and grow and connect to country and connect to people, and it only makes us stronger. And if we can really link that in with sport, then look out world, I say.
Exactly, yeah, the future looks bright. In regards to National Reconciliation Week, and ending today, June 3rd, is announced the Reconciliation Action Plan, outlining the next phase of the Australian Sports Commission reconciliation journey for the next 2 years, and also four First Nations athlete mentors who will be working with that. So, look, it's a great initiative, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and it's just the commitment that our leadership team and our executive and board here at the Australian Sports Commission are showing us that they're fully committed to this and the cultural shift and change that is happening within our organisation is just I'm very lucky to be in this position and working in this organisation now where the shift is so strong and there's lots of movement and people willing to learn and grow and just make sure that our organisation and sport is more inclusive. It's a really special time I'm feeling, and so grateful to be a part of it.
Well, it's a powerful tool, powerful vehicle, and success breeds success, and that's the foundation that's AIS and Australian Sports Commission is building, and having black people at the table. Too Deadly, my sister, Becky Smith, thank you very much for sharing. All the best to the other ambassadors and to the mob down there. Thank you very much for sharing, and you can run around the office now, get warm, and we'll yarn soon, my sister.
Yes, definitely. No, thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
You take care, Dar. Bye-bye, Becky.
You too.
A beautiful yarn, Becky Smith, her name is, and she was the inaugural Share a Yarn Athletic Ambassador and now coordinates the program for the Australian Institute of Sports. And look, a great platform and having culture front and centre, which is so very important, and also educates our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters as well to come to the table and come with an open mind, an open heart. That's what it's all about. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Go back, Noongar people, to the values of before. Gain strength from your culture, the spiritual dreaming war. Seek shelter from the vulture of colonial oppressors' law. For the presence of Yagan spirit, as Noongars unite once more.
Listen to the stories as the elders again explain how your culture flourished before the Europeans came. Find why it's important, your strength must never wane. Noongars need the spiritual, like dry land needs rain. See contemporary, traditional come together on stage. Guitars weeping, drummers thumping in anguish rage. Hurt, fear, frustration escape the poet's cage while haunting digits echo deep from a forgotten age. Deserve the women dancing, weaving to sing a song. History's mysteries from whence your soul belongs. Forget urban landscapes, go back to where you were strong. Search for hidden answers from which your spirit belongs. Hear rhythmic black performance caused vast crowds to sway. Soulful mesmic lyrics put broken hearts on display. But words of hope and freedom offered a brand new day. As daylight kisses darkness, children laugh, dance and play.
Kaya Kayana, a means to survive. Kaya Kayana,
for which Noongar strive.
Kaya Kayana,
a culture on display.
Kaya Kayana,
celebrating indigenous way.
Kaya Kayana,
a means to survive.
Kaya Kayana,
for which Noongar strive.
Kaya Kayana,
a culture on display.
Kaya Kayana,
celebrating indigenous way.
Kaya Kayana. Yo, yo. Yo, yo, we been through the worst, still we soldier on. Still the culture's strong, peace to my brother, still holding on, hold it on. Stay staunch when you're told you're wrong. Pretty mad if you're all along. We need more love for all of the brothers up in the forefront, showing us how we should ball up. It's all love if you want more, cause you see the peeps. We speak in peace, but we need release. Believe in me, I seen the streets, but I know there's a better way for my brothers now. Keeping family bond strong and my cousins round, cause I'm proud that you a family man. You done a lot more than your family can, and that's the kind of stuff that will warm my heart. Noongar showing strength and unity when we're torn apart. All we need to really do is form a start. Knowledge is where I fall apart. I've got a spark. Ah,
Kaya Kayana,
a means to survive.
Kaya Kayana,
for which Noongar strive.
Kaya Kayana,
a culture on display.
Kaya Kayana,
celebrating indigenous way.
A means to survive,
for which Noongar strive. Our culture on display, celebrating indigenous way.
To the Noongs down south, straight holding it down, making the man proud when he kick it with crowd. To the Yamajis up north, yeah, my brothers of course, keeping the culture strong and collect from the source. To the Wongas out mid, straight living up off the grid. I ain't been there in a minute, but I'll visit with kids. And to the Kuris out east, my brothers, you straight beast. It's time for us to speak, so come and sing it with me. Hey,
Kaya Kayana,
a means to survive.
Kaya Kayana,
for which Noongar strive.
Kaya Kayana,
our culture on display.
Kaya Kayana,
celebrating indigenous way.
Kaya Kayana,
a means to survive.
Kaya Kayana,
for which Noongar strive.
Kaya Kayana,
our culture on display.
Kaya Kayana,
celebrating indigenous way.
May our campfires burn forever.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day. Legend of this land, Damari and Guyola
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Community, gotta go make that change, 'cause you can heal yourself, you can.
Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.